Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, we look at the leaders of California's obsession with abortion. But first, we begin a new series with Pastor Billy Crone looking at the infiltration of witchcraft in our society. Pastor Billy Crone is headlining our final conference of 2022, the second annual Las Vegas Prophecy Conference, November 19th and 20th at Sunrise Bible Church. Speakers include Billy Crone, Tom Hughes, Greg Patton, Larry Stamm, and Micah Van Hus. Make plans now to join us at Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, November 19th and 20th. Registration is open. Visit swrc.com and click on Events, or simply call 1-800-652-1144 and let us know you're coming to the second annual Las Vegas Prophecy Conference, November 19th and 20th. No longer does one need to go to some dark, seedy backwoods bookstore to learn about witchcraft and dark, evil, occult practices. Unfortunately, it's all around us now, being promoted in virtually every culture across the planet. As a result, lives are being destroyed. People are being led astray. Pastor Billy Crone is here to share his insights on witchcraft and the rise of Wicca.
It's an exciting time as we here on the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast have an opportunity to talk to Billy Crone. His work that he's been called to do is a unique work, really, for many pastors have been called to it as well, and that is to record what they do, to edit what they do, to write what they do, and to put things together. So I introduce to you somebody that you apparently know very well. Our listeners are your friends, Billy Crone. So, Billy Crone, you come to the microphone and let's talk.
Yeah, well, again, thanks as always for having me and looking forward to sharing about this important and timely topic.
Well, I have been serving as president of Southwest Radio Church now for a year and a half or so. And I have been on the sidelines in some ways because of illness and various other things, but the Lord has brought me back into talking with our speakers more and getting to know them and being on the front lines of the broadcast itself, and I'm glad for that. Billy Crone pastors in the Las Vegas area. He's right there in the midst of Sin City, as they call it, as well. And yet God has called you there. You've been there 11 years. Apparently he really did call you, and you didn't call yourself to that place, that's for sure. A long time ago, Southwest Radio Church got a prayer request. Noah Hutchings was the speaker at the time, and he was the director of the ministry. And I was helping him with some of the prayer requests and things like that. Here comes this prayer request by mail, and it's a lady who says that she and her helper are going to Las Vegas in 2 weeks, and they need us to pray that they would win enough money to pay off their church building. And that, so she said, I think this is something very important, and you need to pray with us that we would get this money. Well, we prayed for God's will for those ladies, and we never heard from them again. But, you know, apparently they didn't make that great amount of money. And I don't know that there are that many Christians that are doing that. At least I hope not. Have you found that to be the case?
Certainly, those ladies, the reason probably you probably didn't hear from them is because it's the old phrase here in Vegas that the odds are always in the house's favor, and they're not in this to lose money, they're in it to make money. Certainly, we don't condone that, but just as a segue, one of the reasons why we've been so excited over the last 11 years to have the privilege to minister in all places that has the audacity to call itself Sin City, mm-hmm. Las Vegas, mm-hmm. is because there's well over 2 million people, probably 2.5 now, people that live in Las Vegas, and 95 to 96% of them don't know Jesus or Savior. Wow. And to me, this is what I call the front lines. And this is where we should be as Christians. If you're going to catch some fish, you need to go to where the fish are. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited to be here. But on top of that, Las Vegas is an international destination. And every month, over 3 million people visit Las Vegas from around the world. And so when you're sharing the gospel and God's word in Las Vegas, God literally brings the world to your feet. And so we're so super excited about that dynamic. And then guess what? Next month, here's a fresh batch of 3 million more. What's that next month? Oh, yeah, here's another 3 million. And it just never stops. And so we're excited to be in the midst of an opportunity where God has given us basically a way to reach the world, and we don't have to go anywhere.
Billy Crone is our guest. He pastors in Las Vegas, and he's got a teaching for you and for me, and it's one that we need to talk about. This teaching is about witchcraft, and it's not what you think. Witchcraft is something different than what is normally thought of within the church, is it not, Billy?
Yeah, it's what the enemy does. He just takes, if you will, old-fashioned evil, and he relabels it and repackages it for a new generation. And it used to be called witchcraft back in the day. People are familiar with that, and typically has a negative connotation. Well, all he's done is relabeled it with a new term called Wicca, and somehow it makes it okay and justifiable and perfectly fine to get involved with. No, it's not. It's just a new name for old-fashioned witchcraft. And then the irony is, you take a look at the word Wicca. Wicca is the old English word for witchcraft. And so Wicca literally means witchcraft. So you can't escape it. But that's what the enemy does. He just relabels something, and people who don't know their history, they're doomed to repeat it, and they just fall for it all over again.
And here in these United States, those who are Christian people and love the Lord and try to serve him have often ignored the occult and ignored this thing called Wicca or witchcraft, saying it's not real, there's nothing to it, and they've just let it go, and they've watched television presentations and movie presentations about witches and about what they do and this and that and the other that bring witchcraft to a good light. And they just fall for that. Christians fall for it. They spend their money to promote it. How sad when we as a church promote the things of Satan.
Yeah, it is. And again, that's the enemy. He's just a master of deception. He's the great deceiver. But one of the things he does, he not only does the relabeling of witchcraft and try to make it more palatable and just calls it Wicca, but it's the same thing. The other lie that's out there from the enemy, who, by the way, Jesus said, Satan is a liar and the father of all lies, including this one. But what they do is they try to, I call it, they colorize it. And they say, well, I'm just involved in white magic or white witchcraft. I don't do that black magic or black witchcraft or cult stuff. Well, it doesn't matter what color. It's still evil. It's still wrong. So if you say, I only worship the white devil, not the black devil, does that make it better? Wow. It's ridiculous. But that's what people do. And they try to say that, oh, no, it's just a form of nature worship and we're honoring the planet. No, it's not. It's old-fashioned paganism. It's witchcraft. It's just as evil as the whatever color size you want to put it, whatever label you want to put on it. It's evil. It's evil to the core. And again, one thing that as Christians, we know we should not be involved in the occult. But on the one hand, we shouldn't be surprised in the days that we live in that we're seeing such a resurgence of the occult, including witchcraft. And that's because the Bible warned that it's going to permeate the planet in the last days and certainly in the seven-year tribulation. John says this in Revelation 9, and he's talking about the society in the seven-year tribulation, which Jesus said was going to be the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that if God didn't shorten the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. So it's a horrible time frame. And he says this, those people that time, quote, the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues, again, the people in the seven-year tribulation, still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, literally witchcraft or sorcery, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. And so the Bible clearly calls it out by name that one of the reasons why the seven-year tribulation is so horrible is the whole planet, the average Joe, is so wicked, they're going to be worshiping demons, and they're going to be involved in sorcery and witchcraft. It's going to be horrible. And so if, in fact, we're getting close to that time frame, then we should start to see a resurgence of that permeate the planet. And unfortunately, because the churches today are either going along with it or refuse to teach on it, occult practices, including witchcraft, it's just making it easier for it to permeate our society. You'd be shocked at how many Christians literally have zero knowledge of the occult. And yet, the sad irony is, we're not making this up when we teach on this. This is all over the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament. And if God puts it in there, he puts it in there for a good reason. And if we're going to be well-rounded Christians, we need to learn and be taught the whole counsel of God. And you can't just cherry-pick and dance around the Scripture. Otherwise, you're going to end up being a lopsided Christian. And that's what we got going on today.
Well, indeed. One of the things that I've noted is that a lot of times you mention what you're talking about here, Wicca or witchcraft or the occult, and people sort of flee from it in the church. They say, let's not talk about that here. Well, where do you talk about it? How do you talk about it when you talk about it? That's one of the things that folks have refused to believe when it comes to cartoons even and advertising. And I've noticed all sorts of advertising that seems so dark, so bad. And when you sort of peel it back, you start seeing witchcraft. You start seeing the problems that indeed Wiccans are facing. I've heard tell of folks who grew up in Wiccan homes. And when they grow up in Wiccan homes, they really are agnostic. They're saying, I noticed it, I tried it, I didn't like that Christian stuff. Or they're saying, perhaps, we were Christian witches. Now, isn't that contradictory?
Yeah, that's an oxymoron. It's like peaceful war, icy hot. Christian witch, there is no such thing. And certainly God actually is very blunt, Old and New Testament, that witchcraft, sorcery, the occult is nothing that a Christian should have anything to do with. You need to get equipped on it, because it's real, and people are really, unfortunately, going down that route. But then, as we get equipped on it, the Bible tells us how to deal with it effectively, and so then it becomes a privilege for us to tell them how to get out of it, and that is by getting saved through Jesus Christ. Online listeners, they're familiar with my testimony. I'm a basically 1980s ex-headbanger, drug addict, sexual immoral, male chauvinist pig guy. I was involved in the occult, including Satanism. God had mercy on me. I was probably, before I got saved, not just oppressed. I was probably possessed multiple times because of the occult behavior I was involved in. I was instructed to have these entities to come inside me and give me power and speak through me, and et cetera, et cetera. So I had seen these apparitions with my own eyes. The deeper you go into this, the darker it gets. It's a pure path of evil. It's nothing to flirt with or play with or kid around with. It's serious. And I've often from the pulpit said, sometimes I want, wish, or could pray that God would open our eyes just for 24 hours so that we, the church, could see what's really going on out there in the spiritual realm. But honestly, I don't think that we can handle 24 hours. I don't even think we can handle an hour. But the reality is this, evil is real. Satan is real. Demons are real. And witchcraft and other occult practices are a one-way ticket straight to hell. They invite hell into your life, into your heart, to your home, and they have one desire, and that is to destroy you. And they want to lead you away from Jesus Christ long enough until you take your last breath and join them in the lake of fire. They know they're doomed, but that's how evil they are. And this is serious stuff. People need to realize that you don't play with this. And what's sad is the church should be on the front lines, because this is all over the Scripture, which God gives us for our good, so that we could warn people in love to stay away. Or if they're involved in it and they want to get out, and some are afraid to get out because they're told they're going to be killed and murdered and whatever, or they don't know how to get out, we have the privilege to show them how to get out through Jesus Christ, like what happened with me. Instantly, when I called upon the name of Jesus Christ, I mean instantaneously, the very next thing was those demons left me. I felt light as a feather. It was a wild sensation. The first couple of days, the sky was bluer, the grass was greener. I was a brand new creature in Christ. I went from darkness to light instantaneously. It's real, and that's something that we need to reach out to all people, including people who are involved in the occult. Don't write them off. We know how for them to be set free, but don't certainly act like it's not real, and don't avoid it, And we're not to be afraid of it. The Bible is very clear. God has not given a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. But churches are going along with this. You mentioned Christian witches. That's the tip of the iceberg. You can go right now, and I challenge the listeners, go online right now and just do a word search and look for Christian witch conferences. There's conferences all across America to where you can go to a conference, and there are all these people that are out there saying, I'm a Christian witch, and they believe that you can assimilate the two. I mean, here we are supposed to be warning people in love and showing them the way out if they got involved in the occult, including witchcraft, the way out through Jesus. And there's people out there saying, no, you can assimilate the two. That's blasphemous. Basically, what they believe is that all the miracles that are mentioned in the scripture were done by means of sorcery, which is crazy because you look at the scriptures in the gospel, that's what people accuse Jesus, which was called the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's what they accused him of doing, his miracles. They said, you're doing it under the power of Satan instead of the power of God. And that's what these people believe, that if you want to have real power to do miracles, it's not the Holy Spirit of God. It's through sorcery. In fact, they even look at the Bible, they would consider it like a witchcraft book, a book of spells and sorceries and techniques that you could use. It's crazy. This is what's going on. This is how far over the edge that we've gone. And we need to get back to the scripture and get a biblical understanding of the occult. Stop acting like it's not going on. It is. It's permeating because churches are keeping their mouth shut on it. They're not getting equipped. They're not speaking out on it, which makes the occult spread that much faster. And because back in the day, not that long ago, it used to be very hard to come across occult material and get indoctrinated in these things. You used to have to go to a big city or some seedy backwoods alley bookstore to find occult paraphernalia and things that name. Not anymore. It's everywhere. It's on cartoons. It's in schools today. It's all over Hollywood. It's even in the commercials. It's online. They teach you how to do all the instructions. It's crazy. And this is adding to the explosion of witchcraft and sorcery that was warned about in Revelation chapter 9. But again, as Christians, we need to step up our game, get back to the scripture, get equipped on this. And this is why we have this resource, so that we could be out there in love, warning people to stay away, or if they're involved in it, turn away and turn to Jesus Christ as fast as you can.
Amen. We're talking with Billy Crone. We have a DVD set, Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca, and it includes DVDs as well as the books. And Billy Crone, you've worked hard on this, but you had a reason for it. You were called out of that into the marvelous light of the gospel. God has used you as he has grown you in his spirit and in his work. I am happy to hear that you are taking the stand you're taking and doing the work you're doing. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much.
That's certainly the Lord. He gets the credit because I had a hatred towards Christians. And I think a lot of it was spurred on by the demonic activity and the demons inside of me. It was a demonic hatred. It was certainly abnormal. But the good news is, the moment that I truly, from my heart, called upon the name of Jesus Christ, instantly ever changed. So I know what it is to be involved on the dark side, so to speak, and I'm a great recipient of God's mercy. And I also know the power and the authority of the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior now. And I know that no matter how somebody, even if they're listening right now, even if you're flirting with this, or even if you dove down deep like I did, unfortunately, in the occult, there is a way out. There's only one way out, and that is through Jesus Christ. And no matter where you're at right now, you can just call upon his name, ask him to save you and forgive you, and he will. No matter how far you've gone, he is willing to forgive you and to set you free and to give you a brand new life. You can start all over in him.
Absolutely, and it will be an amazing change when God takes over your life. We have a two-book set. We've got a DVD set as well. These will help you understand what's going on and what is faced by all of us, and yet what God is doing and how much greater God is. Would you pray for us and with us, Billy Crone? Would you pray specifically for those that are on the line that need to come to Christ? Would you please do that, and we'll close today's get-together.
Yeah, let's pray. Father, we do love you and thank you so much. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for giving us your son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for the good news of the gospel. It's good news because it's the truth that no matter what we've done, no matter how far we've turned from you, no matter what we've been involved in, no matter what sin or darkness we got in our hearts and minds, and the dark roads we've gone down, you are willing to save us completely, forgive us completely of all of our sins, past, present, and future, through Jesus Christ. And I just pray for those, God, that were like myself and just looking for truth and love in all the wrong places, including the occult. Would you please, God, do what you did for me? Would you please have mercy on them? Would you please, even now, by your Spirit, chase them down in love and draw them to you? And may they drop on their knees, even right now where they're at, God, and cry out to you, Jesus, and be set free and be that new creature in you. May they experience the joy of your salvation that only comes through Jesus, and may they become just great warriors for you, and that they be rescued from the evil one and his evil clutches that is lying to them and destroying them little by little every single day. But please save them, God. Please rescue them before it's too late. Even now, we ask and pray this in your wonderful name, in Jesus' name, amen.
We have much more from Pastor Billy Crone on witchcraft and the rise of Wicca on our next Watchmen on the Wall program. Today, we have Billy Crone's complete study on witchcraft and the rise of Wicca. This study seeks to provide you with one of the most in-depth and exhaustive studies you will ever find on the true history, beliefs, and roots of this ancient occult practice called witchcraft. This exhaustive study is contained in 10 DVDs and 2 books. Order Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca by Billy Crone today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom seems to be determined to make his state the number one destination for abortions. Marvin McIlvaney has all the details in today's Bible in the News report.
We read in Matthew 18, "At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name, receiveth me." The disciples asked, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? It seems like a simple question. Maybe they thought he would say, you are John, or you are Peter. Or maybe they thought he would say, whoever can keep the most commandments. But Jesus calls a child over and tells them unless they become his children, they, the disciples, will not enter heaven. Jesus uses this opportunity to teach one of his most common points about leadership. Like children, leaders shouldn't be jockeying for position or looking to have power over others or worrying about how people perceive them. They should serve God by serving others. We also read in Matthew 18, "For the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father." In the Gospels, we see God's tender heart for children, his willingness to devote time to them, and his devotion and enthusiasm for protecting their innocence demonstrates his high regard for children. California has been called the land of fruits and nuts. A lot of crazy things happen in California. For example, there is a map of San Francisco that will show you where to walk when you're in town. They mean that literally, where to walk, because apparently there is a problem with people going to the bathroom on certain city streets. They don't want you to step in anything. Classy move. The biggest nut of all has to be the current governor, Gavin Newsom. He launched an ad campaign involving the placement of multiple billboards in several different states. These states include Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, and Texas. We know from reports that a lot of people are leaving California because of the craziness there, the masses of homeless people, the flood of people coming across the border, the high taxes, the fires, the earthquakes. So you might think that these billboards would say, "Come to California for the sunshine and the beaches." Or maybe something like, "Come to California and enjoy the mountains. Ski in Squaw Valley." But no, these billboards say, "Need an abortion? California is ready to help." And if that wasn't bad enough, Newsom has the gall to add scripture to this invitation to death. The billboard reads, "Need an abortion? California is ready to help." Then, in small letters, the ad says, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Loving our neighbor means doing to them as we would have them do to us. It means not harming them. It means wanting the best for them. It means caring for them. It means walking with them through difficult situations. How does providing access to abortion constitute love? Abortion is the opposite of loving your neighbor. The care offered by these signs is not care at all, and it's most definitely not love. Caring for women in the throes of a crisis means walking with them, offering financial, emotional, and spiritual support. Jesus said, "Greater love hath no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." This is love. The loving thing to do would be to lay our own lives down in support of women as mothers, not point them in the direction of killing their child. This offensive billboard is a complete contradiction. Why not offer real support for women who choose to give birth to their child? Children need to be blessed by the Lord. The Lord wants to bless children. Parents should be encouraged to bring their children to Jesus at an early age and teach them His ways. Those who come to Christ must do so in childlike humility and faith. Like children who implicitly trust their parents, believers trust God. Faith is not about knowing everything or doing everything right. It's about knowing that no matter what happens, our Father will take care of us. God loves His children.
Today's featured resource is Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca by Billy Crone. This exhaustive study is contained in 10 DVDs and 2 books. Order Witchcraft and the Rise of Wicca by Billy Crone when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or you can order online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Pastor Billy Crone will return with the conclusion of his look at witchcraft and the rise of Wicca. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Please visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.